It's the second Sunday after the Pentecost, and we read the gospel lesson from the 7th chapter of Luke, verses 11 through 17. It's the story of when Jesus encounters the widow who is taking her son to the burial out of the city of Nain. You know, Jesus is often where he needs to be. Today we find him in the text at Nain, where he meets this funeral procession coming out of the town. There is weeping, and Jesus does not step aside for the procession to pass by, but he steps right into the middle of the procession, touches the bier, and commands the young man to arise. The end of the funeral procession. Jesus is the one who gives life to the young. Many of our youth are looking for life today. They look for it in school activities, primarily sports, but also in the social life of the school. They graduate in an attempt to find life in a vocation, a relationship, or today, perhaps in the military. But often what they find is more of the same, a struggle for meaning, hope, or what they would say, life. Some take the road of death and destruction, fast driving on several cans of beer, drugs at the friend's house, sexual promiscuity, occult activities with Satanists, and the bearers of the beer carry the body, and Jesus walks into the middle and he says, "Young man, arise." Jesus is the one who gives us life, new life, a baptismal life in the midst of life, washed and made clean, forgiven and whole, accepted and supported by God.